grade, right? Previous game, you didn't know whether it was going to be the final one. Now you know this is it, win or lose. So, what are your feelings going into this? What will be your final game in the National League?
Yeah, it's I think honestly, I outside of putting my head in a playbook and really just studying San Fran, I ain't really thought about anything else. You know, it's gonna be a great day, period. No matter what happens, and that's kind of the way I've approached it. I haven't even said, "Oh man, this is your last game. What do you think?" I really haven't, you know, because I just really. You know, it's really keeping my teammates kind of focused on the real prize. You know, I heard Coach speak about it earlier. And the real prize is actually going to win the Super Bowl. You know, it's great to get there. Don't get me wrong. But to win it is something special. And I think, you know, you feel that confetti drop, then I'll probably reflect then, you know, when I'm there. But it's really hasn't crossed my mind like that.
Joe, before the Denver game, he's the general now. You see, but this being your last game, do you see this becoming his team?
You know what? I don't – when I do that, you know, everything is – you always have a kind of hidden agenda of reason why I do things, you know. And I knew for us to go in there and win that game, that particular game, that Joe Flacco had to play exceptionally well, which he did. So to pass that along to him is whatever it is. And who knows, you know, who turns into that next leader here. You know, there's a lot of guys that can definitely step in that role. But I think Joe has a great advantage and head start to really becoming that next true leader. You know, he kind of has to come out of his quiet shell a little bit. But outside of that, Joe is definitely a great candidate for it.
We had read with great interest that you had the Lombardi Trophy removed from the building yesterday. And could you take us through that process of why you went ahead with that?
Yeah, I mean, you see all, you know, everybody wants to, you know, have you take pictures with it, you know. And like I told my team, you know, don't ever take pictures with nothing that's not yours, you know, nothing that you haven't earned, you know. And when you go in there to, when we hold that Lombardi, whoever holds that Lombardi, you know, next Sunday, you've earned it when you touch it. And don't, you know, fool yourself and try to trick yourself, oh, this feels great. You know, don't go through that. You know, I don't really believe in, you know, jinxes and all that. I just believe in don't set yourself up for something. You know, just really work for it.
Speaking of trophies,
like,
trophy presentation.
And physically, these three playoff games and the way you've played and contributed to them.
It's, you know what, my mind is probably as sharp as it's going to be, you know, simply. I've always said that anytime that you can give true your body, not just your body, a true rest, anytime you can give your mind a certain rest, you know, from the game and from the every week wear and tear, you know, when you come back just fresh as ever. And for me right now, I feel fresh. My mind is fresh. My body is fresh. And I'm just excited to really be able to end this thing off the right way.
Ray, what do you feel your relationship is with your hometown? And how do you feel you're perceived there? And do you think that's something that's changed over the last dozen years?
In my hometown, which is Lakeland?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's always home. Like, that's where, you know, everything that I'm connected to, everything that – the only reason I'm here now is because of my hometown, you know, because of the way we are. You know, we're way more country than people think we are. We have a certain sense of love and togetherness there. And everything that I know is one of the major reasons why I am here, because of my hometown. And that's why I have so much stuff putting in, you know, my foundation and stuff. And I have a huge event, kind of like what I do here with the Ray Summer Days. I have that now in Lakeland for the last 2 years, and that's kind of growing big, and a lot of people coming on. So it's a lot of good things going on.
The perception of you there changed over the last dozen years.
Reminded you a lot of you. Can you break down his game and throw that way?
P. Willis? Look, that's a young lion, man, that I talk to a lot. I talk to him a lot. You know, we just got through texting 2 days ago. You know, he was just, you know, really talking about the feeling and how, you know, how surreal it is for him. And since he's came into this league, you know, I've always been, you know, since we met each other at the Pro Bowl, and, you know, I've kind of knew his story and why he wear 52 and all that. You know, it's a special story, you know, to become close with him like that. And I always just try to throw small snippets out to help his career out, to help him how to get better. You should do this. You should do that. And we talk a lot. We talk a lot. But he's a great, great, great young man. And I'm really excited for him and happy for him as well.
Every team you play with is special, like your Super Bowl team. Where does this team rank, and what does it mean to you to be with this group in the Super Bowl now?
Yeah, you know what? When you look at the guys, man, that's been around here for years and years now, you know, I was just sitting there with Elodie, and I'm looking at him, and I asked him just sitting in the seat the other day. He was like, what year I'm in now? I was like, you're in your seventh year. And just to have him, you know, that long now, and Sizzle and Ed, and then Ray is in his fifth year, and Joe is in his fifth. Like, we really grew together. You know, we've really grown together, and not just, you know, grown from the perspective of just playing with each other, but we've been through a lot of heartaches with each other. And now that's what makes this team so special, is that, you know, we really believe in each other, you know, not just on the field, but off the field. You know, our locker room vibe is different. Just the way we interact with each other is so different. And that's what I truly believe ultimately goes on and wins a championship is team chemistry.
Hall of Fame will be announced while you guys are there. Modell, Ogden on the list of candidates. Can you just say a few words about them and why they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Okay.
Ogden and Modell.
Yeah. Listen, Art is from day one, from the day I walked in this building, I could never ask for a better father, you know, in my life to play that role. And, you know, just the things that that man did, you know, for not just me, but for many thousands of players, you know, and organizations and the city of Baltimore, you know, just to bring football back into the city of Baltimore. You know, he had a vision and he followed the vision. So, you know, there is no Baltimore Ravens without Art Modell. And so his legacy will always live on. I just think it's one of the highest honors ever, you know, to be recognized for the things he's done. For Jonathan Ogden, look, since I came in with that guy, he was just special, you know, from day one. And, you know, we was roommates for many years, and just to see him go and do it, and for us to do it together, to touch that Lombardi together, and see him retire and see him walking around now, it's just nothing like J.O. So, I mean, I congratulate everything that he's going through right now. It's a truly awesome feeling.
Can you talk a bit about
the only common thread between 2000 and this team? Do you see any other similarities between those two teams?
Well, you know, I mean, I think every team would be able to say this, but I think, you know, when you think about this team in 2000, the kind of things you see is we have a great mix of it all. You know, we have youth, we have athleticism, we have wisdom, we have leadership. You know, we have it at all different levels, you know, and that's kind of the thing that we had in 2000 that was very, very special. You know, we had a young rookie running back who was, you know, pretty good, you know, to take us to a Super Bowl. And we have another young rookie running back who's pretty good himself to take us to a Super Bowl. So we had the same balance, you know, kind of all the way around with all those different aspects that I hit on. And that's kind of the biggest similarities that I see with this team the most.
All right.
Thank you, guys.